Today's February 27th, 2024. Current Bitcoin price is $56,981.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
Happy Tuesday, Rick.
It's happy for some people.
Happy for some. Well, given what we recorded on Friday, we kind of talked about what's the possibility. Like, what were we looking at, right? It was like the coin toss. Either we were going to break up or break down.
Yep.
Which I know that's, like, obvious, right?
Yeah. Going... No, I mean, it sounds obvious, but, I mean, Bitcoin hasn't had that kind of bounce back and forth between like 51,000, right? It was doing that for a little while.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause we never even got below 50 during that time period. I think we had seen it go as low as 50,600. And then it kept on hitting its head on the 53,000. And just like anything else, and I think we talked about this in many, many episodes ago, like where you've got those support areas. And one of the two breaks first. Either the top one does or the bottom one does. And, you know, you can bounce off those trend lines so many times that eventually you're either going to bust through the floor or you're going to go up to the ceiling.
Right.
It looks like we went to the ceiling.
Yeah. Well, some people had a bet that, you know, it was going to go down to 40,000. And we thought that was pretty ridiculous.
Yeah. No, I think, in my opinion, I was thinking 44 probably was going to be the low. And that would be like the worst case scenario kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean,
the markets opened on Monday and holy moly.
Yeah, Jesus, man. It went, we had a $4,400 candle or whatever it was that morning. Like, I mean, okay, so honestly, yeah. So what, yesterday, we were at like $50,000. Yep. And we pumped all the way up to 57.
54 by the time I looked at it in the morning. I went, whoa, what happened there?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it went up to 57 by the end of the day. It's crazy.
Yeah. And then, yeah. So nuts. We were on the road on our way back home yesterday. We were traveling and the wife checked it and she was like, oh, it's about to hit 56,000. I was like, what? She's like, yeah, I'm going to sit here and watch it. And then she's like, oh, it's going back down. So she stopped watching it, but during that time, like right after she turned it off, it must have pumped all the way through because then it hit 57 and then it pulled back, right? And yeah, today we decisively broke above 57 and then, you know, now we're 57.4, 57.5. What is that? Is our current ceiling right now? 57.6, somewhere right in there.
Yeah.
So
it doesn't feel like there's a whole lot that's going to. It's not going to take much to punch right through that.
No, there's not a lot of resistance there because basically I think that 54 to 55,000 range was kind of like the last major resistance level up until we get to the previous all-time highs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, the volumes are going through the roof. I guess apparently the new nine or the, you know, the spot Bitcoin ETFs, they have done more trading volume in the past 2 days. They're breaking records. Basically, BlackRock did like $1 billion in trading volume on Monday. Today, they broke that by doing $1.3 billion, so even more than the previous day. And right now, I guess between BlackRock and Fidelity alone, they have 229,414 Bitcoin. Just between those two.
Yeah.
And you got to remember, MicroStrategy has like 190,000. And they've been accumulating it now for years.
Yeah, since 2020, basically.
Yeah.
Not quite 4 years.
Then these guys have done it in 6 weeks?
That's kind of disgusting when you put it that way.
Yeah. I mean, and every time MicroStrategy was doing it, we were like, oh my God, they're buying so much. And it is just getting... Yeah. I mean, getting soaked up. soaked up. So what do you think is going to happen? Like, really, honestly, looking at this now, are we going to go through a new all-time high before, you know, the halving even happens?
The way things are going, I mean, yeah, it looks like, I mean, we still have,
49 days.
2 months.
49 days? 49.
So that's a month and a half. A little over a month and a half to get to 69,000.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, after a day like yesterday, they were just crossed, you know, 6,000 in one day. Yeah, that's totally doable.
Yeah, I mean, the momentum, like, as it builds, it's just going to be faster. I mean, we had talked a couple episodes ago, I think, about the bull market multiplier. And from what I understand, like, this is obviously some of the volume that's happening with this. It's in effect. Like, people were saying that doesn't exist, but I'm pretty sure that's what's happening here. And even, like, looking at the indicator, you know, right now, it's still not even considered a sell or a buy yet off the technicals.
Really?
Yeah. Right now, it's close to buy, but it's not even in sell or strong sell. It's kind of within neutral to buy territory, according to technicals on TradingView.
I kind of disagree. Just watching what I'm seeing, this seems like, I don't know, I don't think this is too good to be true. I think this is a whole new market that's coming and starting gobbling up the Bitcoin. And we're going to be running low as we approach the halving, where we get only half the Bitcoin going forward.
Mm-hmm. No.
This is going to go crazy.
Yeah, no, I agree. And that's what I'm saying. The technicals are saying it's a buy. Like, they're not telling you to sell.
And I thought they were saying they were neutral.
Well, it's close to buy. Like, it's on that verge between buy and neutral. Like, it's closer to buy than it is neutral, but yeah, like, it's not saying it's a sell or anything like that yet. Like, everything is still looking pretty good.
Yeah. No, I think we've been in buying season for a while. Speaking of buying, you know, our theoretical purchase on October 27th, we put 3,000 down at the time. Rise of Bitcoin was about 34,000 a coin.
Yeah.
We would have got 0.0885 Bitcoin. And that 3,000 investment today would be worth $5,043.
Dang. So we're close to actually almost doubling.
Yeah. It will double by the time we get to the, you know, just, I don't know if it was coincidence when we picked that spot, but it will be pretty much double when we, well, at 68,000, which is really close to the all-time high.
That is just nuts. And do you think the momentum is going to keep up?
Yeah. I mean, well, that's the one thing we were talking about on Friday. You mentioned that the Grayscale sale that they were doing to, you know, cover the Genesis sale, basically, that was the only thing that was doing the outflows. And that seemed to be what was kind of holding the price down at 53. They just kind of throttled their outflows. They weren't just flooding the market. And sure enough, when they're done with their sale, look what happened to the price.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, no, and that's right, because basically that Friday was the biggest reduction in the outflows again from Grayscale. Like, it is, we saw the cycle kind of repeat itself, where it was doing this huge outflows and then it was starting to taper back up. And that Friday looked like it was kind of the end of it. Like, that was the worst of it, was over. Yeah, because if you look at our chart there, we had a little spike up that whole week. And remember, we had talked about that too, because at the time, whenever Genesis had announced how much of their shares they were going to be selling, like, they were going to sell their $1.4 billion or whatever, at the time, it sounded like a lot, but that's because we were used to the retail market having to take that impact. And now that this is institutional-grade buyers that are buying this stuff up, like, that's nothing. Like, we just saw, you know, BlackRock did $1.3 billion in volume in a day.
A day. I mean, that's crazy.
So, yeah, I'm from my point of view, I want to pull back. Like, I want to see that happen. But that's because I want a bicycle for, you know, I'm being greedy here. But I get it. Like, if it doesn't happen, at least I'm not, you know, these people that are trying to get to like a tenth of a Bitcoin right now or anything like that, right? Like, I mean, that's a huge uphill struggle for people to even get to that.
Especially in with Bidenomics, that's not helping a lot of people out.
No, it's not. And we've talked about this before where you're getting to where low millionaire net worth individuals, you know, say they're worth like 2 million, whatever. For them to become a whole coiner is getting more and more difficult. It's almost impossible.
Well, I think it's possible for some of those kind of people, but it's going to take a lot more work today. And I think in the not too distant future, it's going to be even out of their reach to get that whole coin going forward.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be very far around the corner when that ship has sailed for them.
Right. Yeah. And I completely agree. And it's not because they don't have the cash, but the problem is their cash is tied up in real estate or whatever the case may be.
They don't have the liquidity.
Right. Sorry, I had to get a drink. But yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen over the rest of this week. It started off with a bang. You know, if we break through, if we get to 60,000 by the end of this week, I'm going to be flabbergasted.
Well, if it gets to 60,000 by tomorrow, in the next 2 days, we still have 2 days left in February.
Yeah.
Thankfully. I mean, due to a leap year, obviously.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I would be surprised if Bitcoin isn't basically at $60,000 by March 1st or blowing back and forth.
That would be so crazy.
You know what I mean?
If we do hit 60,000 by March 1st, new all-time high is not going to be a problem. We're going to break the new all-time high before we get to the halving. And that's never happened before.
No. Let's see. What was the market price at on the previous halving? In May 2020, the price was $8,787. And the previous all-time high was 19.7, roughly.
Yeah.
In 2017. So it went down more than half. And that the halving, you know, was basically half of the previous all-time high. This time, we're going to be at the all-time high, if not higher, during the halving. And then usually, what, it multiplies by how much?
Like what the percentage increase is on it?
Yeah, it's like several times.
Oh, the amount that it increases typically after the halving?
Yeah.
It's typically something like, so what is it? Went from 20, well, so last time was a weird market. So we went from 20,000 to 69,000, right? Which is a 3X.
Yeah.
So this time, I mean, if we're looking at 3 to 4X, but even like the previous bull market, like the last bull market was just odd. But if we just assume even a 3X and we're at 60, that's 180,000, right?
Right. But you're also ignoring the fact, I mean, that's when it went 20 to 60, but on May 11th, it was still 8,700. So by the end of the year, it got up to 20,000. And then the early next year, it went from 20 to 60.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's crazy levels. I mean, if we just went conservative and said triple, whatever that is, let's say it does barely cross the $70,000 mark. We're just, it just barely crosses the all-time high, 70,000.
So you're thinking,
multiply that by 210.
Well, then I've got to ask, though, do you think we'll have the cycle like we have in the past? Will we have a 4-year cycle? Or is this the end?
It depends on how reckless our governments around the world get with fiat currency.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't see him stopping anytime soon. You know what I'm saying?
No, there's fiscal responsibility has left the building a long time ago. I think we added another $1 trillion in debt to America's debt, at least in like 3 months.
Yeah. If, yeah. That, well, I was going to say at least, if not $3 trillion. It's kind of ridiculous. And Bitcoin is a black hole that'll suck it all up.
It'll suck it all up. And the dollar is doing a lot better than other fiat currencies. I mean, as crazy as that sounds, I mean, that's the truth.
Yeah. Yep. Every currency is in red against the dollar. I mean, yeah.
You know, I've tried to maintain my exuberance, or not maintain it, I'd say maintain my caution during the exuberance, because we're watching some crazy stuff happen, and we're talking, you know, about all these different people saying, oh, Bitcoin's going to 30x, it's going to 300x, it's going to do 1,000x, or, you know, craziness. But, you know, I think our 3x number is super duper conservative. We're going to do way more than that, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think 5 to 10x is totally reasonable in this current environment.
And yeah, and there's a lot of positive tailwinds coming in behind it, too. Like, if positive for Bitcoin, I can't say positive in general, but, you know, if interest rates get reduced, money printing comes back online. Yeah. Like, the halving on top of that, like, everything is kind of building for this to be a huge Bitcoin bull run cycle. And it may not be. Like, I mean, there's always been concern about diminishing returns. And then, you know, the new thing right now is that people are talking about how this could be an accelerated bull cycle because of the, how fast it's moving currently. And then we could see a complete obliteration of a bull cycle. Like, we may just be in perma bull cycle for the next, I don't know how long.
I mean, it's totally possible. I wouldn't even want to put numbers on what could happen in the future. But the other thing that I think we're missing from this is just because of the, you know, the ETFs, they're basically siphoning up all the available Bitcoin. They're going to kill the liquidity that's available on the markets. So we're going to have a supply shock with the halving, a demand shock with all the ETFs, potential money printing everywhere. This is a crazy recipe that's happening right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, and I know we've said this, and this is not financial advice, but it is a moral imperative to get off zero. Just in case everything does kind of go the way that, you know, a lot of Bitcoiners believe, like if this becomes a reserve currency for nation states and those types of things, you may want to have a little bit.
Yeah, you don't have to have a whole coin. You don't even need to have, I mean, a tenth of a coin is kind of what I would recommend if you can afford that, but that's getting out of reach for people nowadays.
Yeah,
that's a lot of people I know.
That's quite a chunk of change.
Yep. So if you can't get there, just get maybe 1%, 0.01 Bitcoin.
They're saying that if you had a portfolio currently with 98% cash and 2% Bitcoin, you would still, and you held it for 4 years, you'd be outperforming the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones with just a 2% allocation.
That's so crazy.
You would be outperforming.
And we know cash has gone downhill since then as well.
Yeah, that's with a 98% cash. You know, 98% cash, 2% Bitcoin. You would be outperforming all the stock markets. And that's like, and that's over a 4 year period. That's how Bitcoin does it. Yeah, I don't know. It's nuts. It's hard to think about. Like, it hurts my brain. It makes me want to FOMO whenever I look at the price and I think of what's going to happen in the future. Because I want more. I want to make sure that not only do I have enough, but, you know, anybody that's coming up behind me in some way, shape, or form, lineage, generations, I want to make sure if this thing takes off the way that I always believe that it will, I want them to be able to be secure in that. I always just thought it was going to take a lot longer than what we're seeing. I don't know. This is nuts.
No, this is next level nuts. And I think this is going to be a wild year all around.
I agree.
So politically, economically, I mean, there's just so much. The fourth turning is happening.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Anything else you want to bring up?
Oh, I think that's it for now. I got to get off my FOMO high horse and maybe go buy some more.
Make sure you're signing up for our newsletter at www.thebitbytepodcast.com/signup. And then also, if you are going to get a hardware wallet, if you want to look at self-custody of your Bitcoin, you can get your hardware wallet through our deals page at www.thebitbytepodcast.com/deals. We have the Ledger and the Elipal listed right there. And you are buying directly from the manufacturers.
Yeah, we highly recommend that you do that. It's not your keys. It's not your crypto. So
absolutely,
buy the crypto and move it to your wallet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, it's self-sovereignty. Like, you are in control of that. So we will keep you guys updated. If we get a God candle, which for those of you that may not know, a God candle is $10,000 in a day. If we get a God candle, we'll definitely record again here pretty soon. We'll record again soon, no matter what, but that'll definitely be another recording day.
That'll be an emergency broadcast.
And then like the other one that's crazy is Omega candles. Omega candles are 100,000 a day. You'd think God would be the top, but apparently Omega candles even higher.
I guess God's only the Alpha and Omega.
Yeah, Omega candle, 100,000. That, and I see that being possible when Bitcoin is like that $700,000 range.
Yep. And if the ETFs have gobbled everything up and there's no liquidity, so the demand is going high and the supply is gone,
mm-hmm.
That's totally possible.
Yeah. And just remember, anytime you're selling your Bitcoin, who's buying it? BlackRock.
BlackRock.
Thank you guys for listening.
Bye.